You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
And welcome to What's Cooking in the 321. We're here in Cocoa. How you doing, Danny?
Good. You?
Yeah. That's a one answer. How you doing? Fine. I'm doing fine.
I'm wonderful.
It's been a beautiful week. We're getting ready for Super Bowl Sunday. And don't tell me you're not going to watch it.
Go Philadelphia.
Go Philadelphia Eagles. We're going to talk about the Eagles. I got my favorite, Jenna on the block.
Who's Jenna?
No, Jenna. Gina on the block.
Don't
Gina
make me pull my Baltimore
Gina
out on
you. The block. Gina from the city.
Gina from the city.
You know, the block in Baltimore is a place you don't want to be.
Wait, what is it,
all
though?
The working girls J-Lo, hang out on the block.
What does she say, though? J-Lo from...
Jenny from the block.
No. What is J-Lo from the... What is it? J-Lo's. Jenny from the block.
Jenny from the block.
Jenny from the block.
But
Jenny
the block in Baltimore and now is not a nice place.
And now we've got Jenny. Jennifer hates being called Jennifer.
Right.
We've got Jen from the dogs.
The Ville.
From
the Ville.
The Ville.
Isn't she from Titusville?
No. Yes, she's from the
Jenny
Ville.
Jenny from the Ville.
Jen from the Ville. We got
and
Jen from the
enough,
Ville, who's not here. Yeah.
Oddly enough, I am from a place called Catonsville.
Catonsville.
So, but we'll just say Gina from the city.
We got Gina from the city. We got Gina from the city. We've got, Jen from the Ville. And she's not here today, but she is listening. She's probably going, oh, my God. I'm going to beat her when I see that one. She screwed up the show in 2 seconds. But today, I have to tell you, for all those, and I know all of you know that I am the wiener queen. Okay?
Oh, no.
So just so we know.
I want to be proud
and
of that.
Gina can tell you, I sell a whole lot of dogs. Do I not?
You do.
I sell
you
a whole lot of dogs. I am so happy today, though, to have you in my studio.
You.
I can't even say the name of your business. So
please
introduce yourself.
Well, my name is Henry. I'm the owner of Saji and Kiko's Hot Dogs.
I got to say this about 5 times. Saji and Kiko's?
Yes.
Saji and Kiko's
correct.
Hot Dogs.
Correct.
Hot Dogs.
Hot Dogs.
Yeah,
hot
yeah.
Dogs.
Well, the way I got it is I'm a Sagittarius, so I named my girl Saji.
Saji, okay.
Okay, and Kiko was a name I had growing up.
Okay.
I used to be an entertainer.
Saji and Kiko.
Right, so that was my name.
So do you have your name on your shirt?
Yeah, those are my two Rotties.
Okay.
So the name of the business represents my two dogs, and it also represents me and the company.
And the dogs. See,
yeah.
That goes right with it.
Yeah.
So I have to tell you, because when Gina told me she knew you, because
mm-hmm.
I've done a lot of advertising for you. Are you aware of that?
No.
Because... So I know that Space Coast Harley has a new marketing person.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
And I can't wait to meet her. I've met
phenomenal.
Her, I've met her people. But Space Coast Harley, I've done advertising for them forever.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time I throw you in there because you're doing the event.
Correct.
So just so you know, are you stationed somewhere or you travel?
No. I'm a nurse by trade. I work at a Cleveland Clinic. And this is just a hobby.
Where's Cleveland
for
Clinic?
Cleveland Clinic is a hospital based out of Ohio, and they bought Indian River Hospital. So it's now considered Cleveland Clinic Indian
River.
Okay,
so you're still doing that?
Yeah, I still do
that.
Okay,
so this is like when I was a server at Shell's. People would go, so do you have a real job?
Yeah, that's my real job.
Yeah, I just put in 50 hours this week. So do you have a real job?
Yeah.
So your real job, mm-hmm. you're in medical.
Yes.
And in Indian River.
Correct.
So like the Sebastian and down there.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. So the business, I make no money out of my business. All the money that I get, I put back into it so I could do my events. My events are totally free to the community.
Oh, he is trying to be the weenie king. because yeah. I'm not giving it away. I'm not.
No, it's a way for me to give back. I grew up poor.
Okay.
My mom was a single mom with five kids. So I knew what suffering was. I knew not being able to go out, go to the movies, having my friends go do fun things, and me not be able to. So this is just a way to give homage to my mom, give back to the community.
And is she still with us?
Yes, she is.
She is. That's
yeah,
awesome.
She's 75.
She's 75. Is she
yeah.
listening to you on the radio
yeah.
today?
Yeah, you know she is.
She's, that's good. Hi, Mom. Hi, Mom. You raised a good son.
Oh, thank
that,
you.
This sounds wonderful. So when I've been advertising for you, because I find you a lot of times at the Space Coast Harley,
mm-hmm.
They have that wonderful piece of land next to them that they mm-hmm. do all kinds of events. So,
correct.
Like, tell us a normal month. Where what do you do?
The events are throughout the year, and the first one's in February. For 2025. So we expect hundreds of people to come attend.
What's the date?
February 15th is the Mardi Gras Festival.
It's the Mardi Gras Festival at Space Coast Harley.
Correct.
Because I know, because I actually had that commercial last week.
Okay.
It's the Mardi Gras, which is a great, I think this, is this their second time doing that?
Yes, this is the second year of me doing it there. So the way I partnered up with Space Coast Harley-Davidson was they saw what I was doing, try to give back to the community,
mm-hmm.
and they're one of the biggest partners and sponsors for my company. They give me the field for free.
Okay.
Where other people will have to pay to do their events there, but they see what I'm doing, what I'm trying to do for the community, plus they want to bring a whole different look to their image. So they love the whole idea of me giving back and doing a free event.
Now, do people know that right off the hand? Do people know that that's what you do?
No, they don't. A lot of people think they have to pay to attend my events.
Okay.
And a lot of people also confuse that it's a food event.
But when I'm saying, when, like, let's just say you're at the Mardi Gras, okay, mm-hmm. and you're selling hot dogs.
Correct.
Okay.
Oh, I don't sell hot dogs when I do my events.
You don't? What do you do?
I'm running around organizing it.
So you're just a event
promoter,
organizer? Personnel. What would you call yourself?
Well, like when I'm not doing my events, I try to do the hot dog things. But I work with a lot of churches and I work with a lot of schools.
Because I know it says event by
right
you
right. So all these events that I do, I don't sit up in the corner and hope for somebody to come. So I do a lot of school events, a lot of church events. So all that money that I raise, I put towards the events
so,
that
like,
I do.
So, like, what was the last event you did?
The last event I did was the Christmas event.
Okay, at Space Coast.
Correct.
Park. Okay.
And we did close to 2,000 people, plus we raised about $600 in toys and gifts.
Yeah,
for
I was
going to
say there
thoughts.
Was a lot of toys that day.
Yeah.
But you weren't selling hot dogs that day.
No. It's one of the things that I want people to know is not about my hot dog business. So whenever I do my events, I don't set up my hot dog. I want it to be about the community. It's not about me. It's not about my hot dogs. It's about the community and for them have a place to go and have fun. So if I'm doing an event, you won't see me with my hot dog. You'll probably see me running around making sure everybody's okay, making sure everybody has what they need. And people say, well, how do you make money? I don't make money. Sometimes I'm in the hole, but it's for me, it's the joy of seeing parents happy because their kids are doing something in
yeah.
a safe environment.
Right.
So it's really important for me to create a safe environment for family.
Yeah. I mean, we just did that because we did the Touch a Truck,
mm-hmm.
which I don't know if you made any money.
No.
No, I didn't. Once I pay my place, but it's a great thing that we do. We have how many
service
kids do you think?
Community.
How many people
exactly.
do you know? How many people we had?
You know,
I mean, I know it was thousands.
But I took pictures as I left,
yeah.
and you could not fit another car on our parking
yeah.
lot in the parking area, and the backfield was almost full. Like, and I took pictures. I'm short, so as tall as I could make my camera.
You should have got on that darn crane up
right?
there.
Right.
Yeah.
I've actually been in that.
That's funny.
Well, I've been in the bucket truck.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
pretty cool.
We
and it's
up
high.
Whew. But I took pictures and there were like huge crowds gathered around each section of vehicles. It was crazy. I was so relieved because remember I said I was worried it was cold?
Yeah. So and, we thought it was cold and no one would show up? No.
And everybody came
we
out.
We had so many people.
It was a great service and, for the community.
And again, we do that. I always say, because she's head of marketing, why do we do it? Let me tell me again, because I'm not as nice as you. I don't give it away, you know. I'm,
Well, it brings joy to me, you know, and I'm not a rich person, so I hope that I get sponsors. And if I don't get sponsors, then it has to come out of pocket.
And, you know, I'm a little like you, because I don't want a restaurant anymore. I had restaurants since 1994 here, and I sold them right before COVID. And now I say I'm city and state, because I'm inside of Eastern Florida State College, and I'm inside the city. So so it's no longer all about the money. It's about providing a service to the people coming to these events, especially like at the auditorium. We want people to keep coming back, not so much the people that are attending the show, but the vendors. We want the vendors to say, wow, this is a great facility that we want to be in. We like, I always feel like I'm providing a service to make them want to keep coming back. The people who come, like the gun show, for example, there's 400 vendors there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Mm-hmm. And they're there all day, and they don't walk around away from their tables because they're full of guns. Those people have to eat all day. The people, there might be 5,000 people in 2 days that come through the door. Half of them, most of them, they're not there to eat. They're there to get gun stuff. I'm there absolutely to take care of the vendors. Mm-hmm. So I absolutely understand that, providing a service. It's the same thing at the school. It's not about, like, I know Chick-fil-A's got three parking spots, and they've got DoorDash and all of them, whatever. The ones are taking food out and bringing food in. You can come from the outside into to the school to get food for your family, and I am absolutely all against that. So they say to me, don't you want to do the same? No, I don't. If my kid's going to school here, I don't want anybody coming from the outside in this day and age. And so I fight that all the time. And I just say, no, I'm here to take care of the students. Mm-hmm. We should have the doors locked. Don't let anybody in here. We don't need that extra business outside. Let's just take care of our own.
I totally
agree.
And
it's the same thing. I truly believe you have to give to get.
No, I totally agree.
You're a biblical guy. You got to give to get.
Exactly.
That's right. So it will come back to us and hopefully take care of us because we're providing a service.
No, I totally agree. I remember when I first started with my little hot dog business, nobody wanted to work with me. Nobody wanted to include me with their little food truck rally. So
now,
food
why
truck
do you think
event.
That is? Let's dog on them right now.
Well, because first of all, they said I'm a hot dog cart.
I love hot dog carts.
And I'm a new kid. So they didn't want to involve me in anything.
So did you start out with the hot dog cart?
Yeah, that's what I started with my little New York style hot
dog
cart.
That's cool. So what kind of hot dog do you use?
I do Sabret. 100% Sabret.
So, okay, this is, I'm going to, you know, I'm very not going to not say something just because I'm, whatever. It's the only hot dog I don't like. And you know why?
What?
I know, and it's a good one. And a lot of people love it because it's got a little horseradish in it. Did you know that?
No, I did not. Look at that. I sell it.
It is one of the few hot dogs. If you look at the ingredients, and I hate wasabi, and I hate horseradish, anything.
What's wrong with you, Kim?
Huh?
Unless it's you hate wasabi.
Unless it's shrimp in a cocktail sauce with a little, you know. So that's the only hot dog that I don't love, because I love hot dogs.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, you're from where, Philly?
No, from Jersey.
From Jersey, okay. So, because I'm from Detroit. Now, in Detroit, there's something called a Coney Island on every corner.
They
do what's called a snap dog, you know, with the natural casings. And there's, like, Coney Islands are open 24/7. They're on every corner, not to be confused with Coney Island in
New York.
In New York.
Right.
But, and they do something that's really cool called a loose burger. Have you ever heard of a loose burger? It's... We should Google it right now and show a picture. It's like loose meat, the same consistency of like taco meat, not to be confused with Sloppy Joe's, is put on a hot dog bun with mustard and onions.
What?
Yes, it's called a loose burger. I am going to Google it. I'm going to Google it so you can see a picture while we're on the air.
I don't know if I would want that.
Huge. I don't know. That's a 24/7 you can get them. And when you go to Detroit, there's a world famous. It's called Lafayette's and American Coney Island. Can you Google while we're on there? Google Lafayette Coney Island loose burger.
Oh, my goodness.
And show him a picture of what it looks like. to me, they melt in your mouth. It's like butter. It's
You have
butter.
To try one of my hot dogs.
Oh, yeah, I want to try one of your hot dogs. Now, at Space Coast Harley, they had a hot dog, like, cook-off.
Well, that's my event. I did one. The first one I did with the city of Palm Bay, which was phenomenal. This one we did last year. I got my butt handed to me. Detroit actually beat me.
Oh, so yeah. Is there
so all kinds of stuff pops up?
Is that say Loose Burger?
It says Loose Burger.
Yeah, I think that's
and
what
they
did.
And is it on a hot dog bun?
Uh huh.
See, that's famous.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, well, you know what? Matter of fact, I think that's what they put. It was.
And it's
was,
a Greek thing, you know.
Yeah, it was a.
Oh, show
yeah,
Danny.
That looks Greek.
Like, oh,
what,
yeah.
What did he call it? He called it a doner kebab.
Oh, I don't know about doner kebab, but I've been eating Loose Burgers my whole life on a hot dog roll.
Yeah.
And the same thing with Detroit. You have to use one of two hot dogs. You have to use the Detroit hot dog or you, which comes
what
from
the name
Schaefer.
Of it? Velasco, I think it was called. There, Detroit was Velasco.
Well,
was it?
So Detroit uses two things, though. They use Dearborn Sausage Company makes their hot dogs. Uh-huh. I mean, everybody in Detroit gets Dearborn Sausage hot dogs. And then also they get what's called brick chili, which is a chili with no beans. And I can tell you the main ingredient in it, and this is going to turn everybody's stomach that's listening here on WWBC, What's Cooking in the 321, it's beef hearts. It's number one ingredient. But I'm telling you, this chili's to die for. And it goes all over the hot dogs. It goes, but to me, it's a whole different world in what's out there. And when I came to the hot dog thing, and I didn't see the Detroit one.
Yeah, they were there.
I'm trying to think where it was then.
Yeah.
Because I was there trying all the hot dogs.
Did you see me?
I don't remember. I'm so sorry.
Oh,
I know.
Goodness.
That's why I couldn't wait to meet you. The queen meeting the king? Well, this is awesome.
Well, this year we're doing it.
Only
I'm doing
on What's
it.
Cooking in the 321 does this happen, all right?
Well, I'm doing it again this year.
No, I have to be out there with you.
Yeah,
then.
And
I'm going to do Loose Burgers, okay?
Okay.
And hot dogs.
Okay.
And I'm not doing soubrettes either.
Oh, no. And then, but this year what we're going to do with it is I'm going to have a hot dog eating contest.
Oh, that's terrible. That always ends up real bad.
Yeah. So, along with the hot dog really competition imagine. To see who's the top, we're going to have Chicago. If you come, that'd be phenomenal.
Now, we do Chicago. Like, I have a burger and hot dog place in the Eastern Florida State College. We do Chicago dogs. We do dogs on, like, Mustard's Last Stands, I think Mustard's is probably the only one that probably does as many hot dogs as I do.
Wow.
And I'm going to go against them. I'm going to say that I might do more than they do. I mean, just tonight, I'll probably do 1,000 hot dogs because I have two softball games back-to-back tonight.
That's nice.
I have two basketball games where the foundation, which is the alumni from Eastern Florida State College, is buying every single person that comes through the door a hot dog tomorrow.
Wow.
At the auditorium. Like on gun show days, I'll do 800 hot dogs on a slow day.
Wow.
This weekend we did 1,200 on one day. So I am the weenie queen.
Well, you got me beat. The most I ever did in one day was 300.
Oh, I do that in an hour sometimes. Let me ask you now, are you grilling them?
New York style.
So New York style.
Dirty water dogs.
Dirty water dogs.
Yeah.
Okay. So
yeah, the dirtier the water, the better the hot dog.
Okay. We call them swamp water dogs. We call them Laguna water dogs.
Swamp water.
Yeah, we call them swamp water and Laguna water. We make a drink, too, that's the same color. We try to make it the same color every day as what the river looks like, with the green.
That's various colors.
And then we mix vodka, rum, or gin with it. You can have your pick. We call it Melbourne water. And, we have that with the bar, all the time when we open, that we always have that, and people love it. They come. You've seen it. I know you've seen it because we have it at Audit. Yeah.
Right.
You missed a great show, by the way.
I know. I heard.
Oh,
I got yelled
at. Oh, my gosh. It was the best.
I know.
Gina, it was awesome.
I know. I'm so
totally
sorry.
Awesome.
We
both
knew all the songs.
Late.
We were
my
singing
husband
to
and I
them.
Both worked late.
We were singing to them. Yeah. We knew all the
I
words.
Know. He would have known none of the songs, though. You understand? My husband has no children. And
cold doesn't bother me anyway.
He grew up a young kid, right?
Not a Disney kid.
along the line.
I'm here to tell you, my husband, I ask him all the time, did you see this? Did you see that? No.
Has he ever heard of It's a Small World?
Yeah. He does not know that.
Wow.
I am telling you, my husband, when you talk about his single mom, his parents were together, but his dad literally tuned organs for a living. Like, they had no money. They did not go to the movies. They did not do stuff like that. When he got into music, it was like a fluke thing. And it was, and this is why he has such a vinyl collection, and because it was about which album can I save up for and get for this week or this month, you know. And when I tell you also, his mom was so strict that he would buy albums, like rock albums. Okay, do you remember the Van Halen with the baby with the cigarette?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
His mom made him take that back.
That's hilarious. Oh, yeah, that would
she
not
made
go
him take that
either.
Back
that's
because
that's
it had
hilarious.
An angel with a cigarette.
Oh my
like
goodness.
That's how. So, no, he didn't go to Disney movies and stuff. So when I tell you, I'll say, I have to show you Frozen. I laughed out loud in the theater with my daughters. Were so embarrassed with me. I'm like, that's not a kid joke. Like, I just thought that was the funniest movie ever.
Yeah, that is funny.
And he goes, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, days.
I said, didn't you see Aladdin? Like, that was hysterical. No. Beauty and the Beast is my favorite Disney movie.
Yeah,
never
I love
seen
them all. Tangled. Give them all to me. But my favorite movie of all is Ratatouille. It's a Pixar movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
I but like he no, one. He does I not. Love... So I, as I think he would have appreciated the
music,
orchestra
you couldn't get him
and
to
the
come.
Music, he's just not. When I, he just, he's not one of those people
you
who likes to
venture
out. Should
have told him I had a full bar. I had
stuff.
A full bar open.
I know. I should have told him that. But
so what we're
a
talking
day.
About is the orchestra. We do. The orchestra is in the auditorium, the Melbourne Auditorium, in 2 days of the month, and it's just. It's been that show's just been picking up and picking up and picking up, and it's becoming such a great. It's been coming a great hot dog night.
Nice,
that's right.
Nice.
So I'm loving that you're doing Swamp Dogs.
Yes,
it's
best.
A beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. I do them all ways. I do all three ways depending on
really?
Which place I'm in. Yeah, because I have 11 places. So in one place we do roller dogs, in one place we do grilled dogs, and then but in most of my places we do Swamp Dogs.
Well, since I have my Latin background, sometimes I do a little twist on my, you know, a little twist to my hot dogs. I put lettuce, pico de gallo, and my secret sauce.
So I have them, and I call them street dogs.
Oh, street dogs.
Yeah. There you go. You may use that. We're in no competition.
Okay.
You are the king and I am the queen.
All right. That's
We're
what I'm
right.
talking
all right.
about.
We can share our ideas. No, I love that. Yeah, street dogs. And we do the whole pico and guac.
Yeah. You know, try something different, you know. You gotta can't beat the same. And the fun thing about my hot dogs, I give them dog breed names. So if you want a Rottweiler, it's a... chili and sauerkraut. If you want a golden retriever, it's chili and cheese. Or a chihuahua, it's
chihuahua.
Yeah, it's nacho cheese and jalapenos.
What about that? What is that long?
The Dotson. Yeah, that's my quarter pounder with everything.
What do you call the chili and onions?
I don't have one of those.
See, so here's a hot dog.
Maybe
though.
I should.
How many in a pound?
How many in a pound?
Yeah, like I use a 6-to-1. There's 6 in a pound.
Oh.
See, that's a biggie for a hot dog
person. Yeah,
only we know that.
Yeah.
So
you're talking a hot dog guy with here.
6-to-1. A 6-to-1 is a good hot dog. Because a quarter pounder hot dog's, to me, too big. The 8-to-1s are like what you give your kids.
Mm-hmm.
Too little. 6-to-1. 6 in a pound. That makes a difference. Y'all are looking at me like I'm crazy. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
No, I know exactly what you're talking about.
But you don't want to talk about
no,
that.
No.
You don't say
that's
nothing
secret.
About
that's,
my 6-to-1.
No, that's secret stuff.
The
you
secret.
Can't let all the secrets
I
out
can't
of the
let,
bag.
Oh, I can. I can. There's no competition in the world. I can let it all out. What you see is what
confident.
You get.
Nothing sacred with her.
What, no,
nothing
sacred. Not even my underwear. My
she's
kids steal it all
confident.
The time. I'm also looking for
everything. I
still
want you to come to my hot dog wars.
TMI. I'm just saying, nothing's sacred anymore, you know? You can't hold on to anything.
Oh, my God. It's
so
much fun.
You get
up, your
socks are gone, your underwear's gone. Where is it? Where is it?
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
You're probably right.
What do we got going on in the
city?
Here.
What do we have going on
Gina,
in the city?
Gina, in the city. What do we got
going on in the city? We have so many things. So the first thing that I'm going to tell you about are the events. And you made me switch my page here. So now I need to go back. But the first thing I have coming up is
it's Patty's rummage sale.
Patty's rummage sale. I got two rummage sales before Patty's.
We got two before Patty's, right?
So, but let's just let you know. There is a mega rummage sale at the Melbourne Auditorium in May.
In May,
we will talk more about that later.
In May, we have a rummage sale.
Right, but Saturday, February 15th, we have the rummage sale at the Wickham Park Community Center.
Okay.
And then
What time is that? What time are they coming in?
8 to 1.
8 to 1, okay.
Yeah, and that's at the Wickham Community Center. Okay. And then in April, I'm scrolling because I have so many events, and here it is. April rummage sale, April 5th, and that one's at the Joseph N. Davis Community Center,
okay.
And that is also from 8 to 1. And then in May 10th is the mega rummage sale at the Melbourne Auditorium from 8 to 1.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there's still booths available.
There are a few. Now, the one at...
So let me ask you, though, about these rummage sales, because I personally like the ones that are more also like a marketplace where you have a few, not like somebody clean their garage.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like a garage sale. Mm-hmm. I really don't. It's cool to have a few things mm-hmm. that are garage sale-y, but I like the more marketplace where you,
I like the ones where you have a few vendors that are, you know, a lot of the direct sales companies have great products, and you may not have a consultant that you deal with all the time, but you like their stuff, and you don't need to be buying it on the regular. But when you're looking for something, you want to go someplace and find one.
Yeah.
You know, I know we get there's a doTERRA rep that I love the essential oils, and she's always at our rummage sales. So I love to go visit her there.
See, that's what I mean. I love all that kind of stuff.
Yes.
And then I love the homemade stuff.
And the homemade stuff, the handmade crafts and things like that are always, you know, when they're different. There are so many jewelry vendors. A lot of them are super creative and make their own. Some of them are direct sales companies. You know, and that's fine, too. But then you're right. It does give people an opportunity when they have vintage things that they want to clean stuff out. But it's worth something, but may not be enough for them to go out every weekend and have a booth at Renegar's or, you know, whatever.
Right.
They just want to do a rummage sale. That's fine, too. So that's what they're great for. But I've got a couple of other events now.
Okay.
Oh, and let me just tell you, the rummage sales at Wickham Park Community Center and Joseph N. Davis Community Center are sold out. So they're full of vendors.
Okay.
If you're looking at their Facebook events, please do not respond to anyone in the comments who say they are the only authorized person to sell tables, because they are not. You just have to call the number in the graphic. Okay. We have also some fundraising events coming up that I want to tell you about.
Yeah, let's talk about those.
So Melboom is in the works for 2025. Okay. That is the City of Melbourne's 4th of July fireworks celebration at Front Street. So we do not use taxpayer dollars to fund that mm-hmm. event. And this is a huge public event. It's probably the largest we do all year. So I have decided that pounding the pavement is really hard for me the older I get. And so I'm going to just plan some fun events for everybody to participate in.
That's
How's
cool.
that sound?
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
So we have at Blaze Pizza up near the Avenue in Vieira on Wednesday, February 19th from 5 to 9 p.m. It is their Cause a Scene for a Good Cause they're doing for us. So they're going to give us back 25% of sales, not including alcohol. On February 19th from 5 to 9.
So that's Blaze Pizza. I got to tell you, my kids and I love Blaze Pizza. We do.
Awesome.
You get to make your own pizza. Like, literally, you come up to the counter.
Tell them
and
what you want.
There's glass in front of you, and you tell them what you want in it, how you want it, and they make it, and they put it in the oven, and by the time you get to the end, it's almost done.
It is awesome.
Yeah,
it really is. That was my daughter's first job.
So, is that right?
Yep, and
that's
healthy.
Cool.
It's pretty healthy.
Yeah, it is
pretty
healthy.
I mean, it doesn't have to be.
Yeah.
It's pizza, but it's fairly healthy.
Nope, and it's good.
Yeah,
it's good pizza.
The oven... You know, what is that called? Oven grilled pizzas?
That's awesome. So that is a fundraiser, though, to fund Melboom.
Yes.
Which we want to be great.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm really looking forward to that one because they are they're always willing to help us.
Absolutely.
With our events with the City of Melbourne. So then the next one is going to be at One Oak, right there behind Hemingway's Tavern.
Mm-hmm.
On hibiscus. It's Beauty for the Boom.
So what's the date on that one?
That one is April 9th. It's a Wednesday evening.
Okay.
It's from 6 to 8. We're talking like happy hour time,
so
right?
So April 9th from 6 to 8.
Yes.
The building, it's the venue that Hemingway's has.
Yes.
Over there by the Oaks.
Yes. We're going to have a champagne wall. Chargood is going to be there performing.
Awesome. I love her violinist.
Lots of health, wellness, women-focused businesses.
Is there a big fee to get in?
If you want to be a vendor, it's $100.
Okay.
And we're also asking for something to contribute either to one of the raffle baskets.
Sure.
Or a door prize.
So what kind of vendors, though, are going to be there?
So I've got the first vendor that has paid me was Park Lane Jewelry.
Okay.
So I have a Park Lane Jewelry person who's going to be there. I'm also talking to a health and wellness supplement company. I've got Rejuvenate Health and Wellness.
Okay.
Is going to be there.
I love those people. They actually sponsored one of my events.
He's awesome.
Oh, my God.
He sponsored my golf
them.
Tournament last year.
The husband and wife, phenomenal.
Yeah, Mike and Cassie are great.
Do you have food there?
We actually, I just lost my mind because I just, Three Native is providing
Native
the hors d'oeuvres.
Food.
Yes.
Three Native, okay.
And there is going to be a cash bar.
Awesome.
But we're trying to get the food donated. So if there's anyone out there who wants to contribute some dessert
in restaurants
or something like that, I will list you as an in-kind vendor.
Okay.
And if you could help us out with that, that would be great. It's $25 a ticket in advance, $30 at the door, or $50 for a swag bag ticket.
Oh, a swag bag.
So you get a swag bag with your ticket.
Swag bag?
With lots of good stuff in it. Yes. So, you know, I hope to have 200 women there.
And the money's going to
there.
A good cause.
It is.
Pay $50. Get the swag bag.
Exactly. You know, with 200 women there, that's a great captive audience, not to mention all the advertising you're going
to
get
Absolutely.
For being there as a vendor. So those two are really going to be a lot of fun. We have Black History Celebration coming up February 21st at Eddie Lee Taylor. The father-daughter dance is the 21st also, but it's sold out.
And I
got
to tell you, it's sold out. Yeah.
Sold out.
And I'm going to be there.
Yep. And then
we're doing food from under the sea.
All the spring stuff, you know, breakfast with the Easter Bunny. Tickets go on sale.
We have our
March
Easter 3rd. Egg indoor flashlight hunt.
The indoor.
I love that.
Yes.
I love it. I'm cooking
hot dogs
that
sale. Night. Tickets are on sale for that now, though, and they're going fast. There's
How
only
much
a
are
few
those
left.
Tickets?
Oh, let me look.
Do we have like flashlight. 250 for that?
Did she not give me
Did
that?
I hope we have like 250. That is a fun night. I already have my...
I think I took it off because I think they
I
were sold out.
I already have my flashlight hat, you know. I keep
oh,
it
yeah.
in my bag.
I've
it in
never
my bag.
Seen adults be that serious about...
No.
Yeah, it's hysterical.
We're all out.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's a fun night.
It's hysterical.
It is a fun night. It is.
But there's a lot of alcohol involved.
You know what? Even without it, though, people come in crazy. It's just a fun night. Everybody's there for fun.
I'll tell you something else. Anyone listening... We're also looking for good prizes for that, too. That's a great event to participate in, and I will list you as a donator.
Okay, and not just my restaurant friends out there. If you own any kind of business, just let's try to help Mel Boom.
And they don't have to be huge.
Yeah.
It can be an appetizer.
I know.
It can be, you know, a drink.
You know what?
Even if
they give us a $25 gift certificate, we could stockpile some of these things for a basket so that we can put tickets together for that to help because we want Mel Boom to be big this year.
Yes.
We want it to be huge.
For the Mel Boom. Oh, yeah. The Mel Boom. You know, I feel like I'm asking women to come buy tickets. I'm asking vendors to spend money. I would love to get additional prizes. So if you don't feel like that you can spare the time or the $100 for the table or whatever, even if you gave me... You know, a few gift certificates, that's going to contribute to a basket that's worth somebody buying, you know, $50 worth of raffle tickets for and really help me out, but get your name out there and, you know, put down, you know, one per visit or whatever you have to do to justify it for yourself. I totally understand that.
And you know what? I'm sure that, you know, we're here every week because Melbourne Seafood pays for the show.
Yep.
They let me have anybody I want on the show because they picked it up. Make sure that you go. Melbourne Seafood's doing some changes this week, this month, because they've closed some of their locations, but they're opening that new location in downtown Melbourne. It used to be the Bat Cove, whatever it is. And there's big changes happening for Melbourne Seafood there. But please go to the one that's on Palm Bay Road. It's by the Long Doggers and the Walmart there. And make sure you tell them that What's Cooking in the 321 sent you to them to eat. We're going to give away a $25 gift certificate right now to the 10th person that texts 321-437-1567 and says, I want to eat at Melbourne Seafood. Let's see if we can get Nick to put some Melbourne stuff
awesome.
Together. And I'm sure he will. He's very giving, and we could at least take one of the gift certificates and put towards that, I'm sure. So we'll make that happen. And then if I can make salad or soup or anything for the night at the near the Oaks, I'm all about that.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, we'll be talking then.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'd love to include you.
Yeah, and I think like with apps, soup and salad's nice. It's light.
Sure.
Especially for women. I think
sure.
it's cool. Or maybe desserts. Just something.
Whatever.
Something. We'll
whatever
figure that out.
You think you can,
yeah, we'll
you
figure
can
that
do,
out.
I'm humbly
we'll
accepting.
We'll figure that out. We'll figure that out. The how about you? Tell us your hot dog path here next. Where are you going with your hot dogs? I know you told us that you're going to be at the Space Coast at the Mardi Gras. What's after that?
Well, if anybody wants to see a list of our events, they just could go to our website. It's S-A-G-I, Sagi, Kiko, K-I-Q-U-O. So it's SagiKiko.com. And our list of events for the year will be posted there. One of the things that is new that I'm doing is the drive-in movie. And we're going to be doing it at, once again, at Space Coast Harley. I mean, Harley Davidson is one of the most phenomenal people, group of people I ever met. They opened up their arms and allowed me to do all these events there. And if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be able to do it. I mean, I got to give kudos to them. And
that's
thank
awesome.
You. If they're listening to me. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
No, and I'm glad you're talking about it because I want everybody to show up for that Mardi Gras. And the other thing is, you know, every event they have, you can still bring toys for tots.
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah, because that's a huge thing that goes
yes.
on all year long.
Yes.
Is Space Coast Harley Davidson. If you got toys that, you know, they're you gave them to your kids for Christmas, they didn't open them, I bet I can go in my kids' closet and there's still stuff they haven't opened.
Most
I could
definitely.
Sneak it out of there. They would never even know or realize. And take it in there because all year long they
right.
take donations for the toys.
That's one of the most amazing thing that I came across. I met with the people that put it together,
mm-hmm.
and 2025 is one of the partnerships that I did with them. South Brevard Toys for Tot is we're teaming up with them, so a majority of our events will have sponsors. They'll be having a booth there to be collecting toys, or as you mentioned, they could just go
yeah.
to Harley Davidson and drop it off
yeah.
throughout the
Bikers
year.
Bikers get more toys for kids than anyone I know. Were you aware of that? Because let me tell you, in the churches, they all buy for somebody. I'm telling you, Harley Davidson gets more toys, and I know that.
They love
I've
the
seen
toy
them.
Runs.
Yes, they do, and they do it all year mm-hmm. long,
so
and I love that.
You know, 2025 is going to be an amazing year. You know, I really, truly believe that with these events that I'm doing. And with the big man upstairs looking over us, it could only get better, you know?
Yeah.
One of the things that I told them in 2024 that financially I can't afford to do this because I'm losing money. As I mentioned before, if I don't have any sponsors, I can't do these events because a lot of these events are out of pocket for me. And Harley Davidson said, don't worry about it. We'll help you.
Yeah.
We'll help you pay
yeah.
for a lot of these events.
That's awesome.
And if
how much you charge for a hot dog? come on.
They start at six.
Six.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Got you beat. Mine are four.
Damn. You see, I can't justify.
No, but that's
four.
Good. You know why? Because you're giving it back.
Yes, I am. Yeah.
If I raise the price a dollar, we should do that for Mel Boom for like the, for the Easter night or something. We should tack on a dollar a hot dog from Mel Boom. And put a sign up there, eat an extra hot dog tonight from Mel Boom.
I mean, that's
you know what I mean? And then we put that dollar towards Mel Boom.
I do.
We could be doing little things like this.
Okay. I mean, even though it is $6, I just don't want people to think that are on air that I'm super expensive.
No, it's not. Are you kidding? Let me tell you, when you go to even these trucks at Lowe's,
right.
it's $8.
Right.
No, we're cheap.
No,
you know, like I said, I'm providing a service. I
no,
don't
most
want
definitely.
To. The other thing is with like Melbourne, I want people to know, like for instance, the WWE fights. You go to a WWE fight in Orlando, you're paying $14 for a mm-hmm. hot dog. Melbourne is a place where you can take your family out, mm-hmm. just like you just came to the concert. It's free. Mm-hmm. Hello, throw a dollar in the basket like you're at church.
That's right.
You know, it's a donation. You can come up, you get a hot dog. You know, I don't want anybody in the schools or the city ever paying over $10 for anything.
No, of course not.
Hot dog, fries, soda. You're not paying $10. A burger, fries, soda. You're not paying $10.
No, of course.
We want you to keep continuing to know that you can bring your families there. It's not going to kick you in the butt. Like I ate at, I don't know, the blueberry muffin yesterday or last week. I had 3 kids' meals, 2 adult meals, and it was breakfast, $100. Okay.
Yeah, they talked about this last week. Yeah.
They could have came to the auditorium for gun show, paid the $8 to get in, and fed their kids my breakfast, and they would have spent less money. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like, that's the thing. We're giving it.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And still, we might make a dollar. Maybe we don't make $5, you know, but we're still making a buck, which pays our employees.
Thank you for saying that. We all know employees is killing us.
I love when somebody looks at me and goes, okay, I'm just going to say it. At some of these, not flea markets, what do we call them?
Rummage sales.
At some of these rummage sales, people will question why my coffee's $2 or why my hot dog's $4. And I just look at them and I just laugh. And I'm like, because of labor. It might not be the price of the hot dog because of labor. We mm-hmm. have to cover our labor. And you know, mm-hmm. I'm sure all your labor isn't.
No, the people got to take in consideration the gas to be there to prepare to keep everything warm, all the supplies that I have to buy. Sometimes you have to pay a vendor fee to be there.
Mm-hmm. Paper products.
Licenses, inspections, insurance.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Insurance
just
is crazy.
Just to be at a place, it's about $300, mm-hmm. and people don't see that. So if I don't make $300, I'm losing money.
Right. And you're selling a small ticket item. So it's not like you're making $20 a plate. You know, you're charging, would you say $6?
Right.
So you got to sell a lot of $6 items to make that up.
At the same token, I understand for a lot of people, $6 is a lot. So what I do is I put meals together, meal plans, $7, kids meal.
But $6 isn't a lot. That's what I'm saying.
It's not, but for some people.
I hear this all day especially the gun show people, because I have more people at the orchestra and the gun show than anything I do usually. And they come from Daytona, where hot dogs are over $8. They come from West Palm, where they're $10.
No, I agree.
They come in and go, oh, man, they're only $4. I always get, oh, your prices are low.
Right.
And I just try to keep them that. I make my money in volume.
True.
You know? So, yes, we have to work a little bit harder.
Right.
But at least the people know they can come up and feed their families or feed whoever.
That's the most important thing. Is to feed the family, you mm-hmm. know. All these food events that, you know, they come with like 3 or 4 kids. They can't go to those big food trucks that an average plate is $15.
Let me tell you, food trucks are expensive.
Right? So they come to me and I was like, don't worry about it. I got the family pack. You know, I got 5 hot dogs and all the snacks and all the drinks, $30.
I mean, especially a Sobrette hot dog. It's not cheap.
No, the Sobrette hot dogs, I got to, you know. Is the Mercedes-Benz of hot dogs.
All right. I heard it here. I used an all-beef hot dog.
Yeah.
Mine's Vienna.
Okay. Yeah. That's the one. It wasn't Velasco. It's Vienna hot. Vienna. I was trying to remember what was the name of the hot dog brand. Vienna, that's right.
Yeah. So I feel like I have the best hot dogs. Anybody can see I'm like,
She's not going to let you put my eyes over that way. You just be the king.
Okay, I'll stay with the king.
I love, though? Our hot dogs are very different because I know, taste profile-wise, they're very, we could put them next to each other in the same bun.
Yeah.
And they're very different. Both are very good.
Yeah.
It's what you like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I so want you to come to the hot dog war this year.
You see my shirt today.
Chicago style. I wish I had my New York t-shirt here.
Yeah, we could fight all day because I know weenies. You heard it here on What's Cooking in 321. Kim's still holding the crown. Look at Danny shaking his head going, oh, my God, they're going to take us off the air after this show. Danny, you've had the hot dogs in my place, haven't you? Have you had the hot dogs at my place?
Yes.
The nice size. The 6-pounder is the perfect size.
Yep.
Yes, that's right. I am. I'm the weenie queen. I hold that title proudly. That's right. Somebody said to me one time, what do you think your parents would think with all this money they're sending you to Johnson & Wales and you're cooking hot dogs? I said, I think they would think I better be doing a good hot dog.
Right?
I cooked foo-foo food for a long time. I was the head chef at the Vero Beach Country Club, cooked for Harris, owned Ocarina Country Club, and we did foo-foo food. Well, you've got 15 to 20 minutes to wreck or make that steak, all right? I'm telling you, hot dogs and eggs, especially eggs. Can you flip eggs? Because you got 3 minutes. You got 3 minutes to either screw that egg up or get it out right. So I think what we do is a lot harder than foo-foo food. Foo-foo food, you got 15 minutes. Give me, one chopped. You had 30 minutes. Hello, to make 4 plates. No, we're doing 300 plates in that same hour.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, you got to do it right.
Yeah,
that's right.
I totally agree.
All right. You have to watch the Greeks, though, with these Coney Islands. Slather the stuff, the mustard. They have paddles, you know, like the oars,
okay.
Like little oars, just slathering the mustard on there. That's a great YouTube. It is. There's an art to it. I invite everybody to go to Detroit to these Lafayette Coney Island, American Coney Island, and downtown Detroit are right next to each other, and I think they're brothers or something. There's a huge history to it. They've been around forever, and like, literally, they're standing outside, and they'll go, come in there. Come into this door. And the places have a door inside that's even attached. But, they've got the big, you know, all day long. Come in this one. I'm selling more dogs than you. Yeah, it's a big thing. Hot dogs is a big thing, see?
Yeah, it sure
right.
is. You know?
Getting dehydrated just listening to the conversation.
Yeah.
Nitrates. Nitrates are a beautiful thing. Isn't that what hot dogs are? I saw one time that show How It's Made.
Oh, I never seen that
show.
Oh, yeah,
and they had How It's Made making them hot dogs. Let me tell you, you don't want to eat hot dogs after that for a little while.
Please don't tell me.
I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to tell you. It's as bad as the beef heart chili, but it does taste good. Listen, I've got a few things going on here. I've got over at the college here, Eastern Florida State College. This is a community credit union. You know, we love the community credit union, and they need to come on board and pay for my Thursday show. Just a little hint to you guys. But at Eastern Florida State College, they've got the 9th annual Backyard Barbecue Cook-Off and Family Fest. It's happening. It's on February 22nd. It's from 11 to 3, featuring barbecue and insane side tasting. A kid zone, food trucks, a vendor market. It's $15 to get through the gate, and it's barbecue tasting from over 20 teams. These teams are all competing. They've got Red Right Wheels car show going on at the same time. A lot of them are Corvettes. If you like Corvettes, I know last time they had a lot of Corvettes out there. But it's happening at the Eastern Florida State College campus. I always thought that was like Wickham Park, but it's just sort of backed up to Wickham Park. But there's a lot of space out there. They still have sponsorship levels available. Gina, this is maybe something for you, too, to come on board where you can be a little sponsor, like for $300, or a big sponsor. They've got $25,000 sponsors. We need to get with them for this Mel Boom.
I need to talk to their sponsors. That's
yes,
what I need to do.
Yeah.
There you go.
So you need to show up
yeah.
to this and see who these
sponsors
are.
Is the ticket.
This is a big thing, though. I know you can be a Pitmaster sponsor for $5,000 or a signature sponsor. But that's going on with Eastern Florida State College. I can tell you this. The proceeds from this event, they benefit Eastern Florida State College student scholarships. It takes care of a lot of college initiatives. I know, like you tonight, we have a volunteer that helps us with one of our events. We only have one. If you put two volunteers together, sometimes they don't work as good as when you have one. But they help us, and that helps them get their grant hours and stuff like that. So we always we look forward to that. At the Melbourne Auditorium, we've got the hot tub show going on this weekend. But on Sunday, February 16th, one nobody wants to miss, we have micro wrestling back in the house, 6 p.m. on Sunday. You ever seen the micro wrestling?
I seen it once. I love it.
This is not to be confused with, I know you can't say it on the radio. You can't say midget on the radio anymore. This is not to be confused with midget wrestling. This is micro wrestling. They are small.
Short people.
They're very, very
vertically
small.
Vertically challenged.
But
dwarves.
I'm telling you this.
Is that a good word?
What?
Saying dwarves?
No,
it,
I don't
it
know
is
if
a
it
medical
is either.
Condition, but I would say vertically challenged.
But I can
okay.
tell you this.
Challenged.
But this is micro. I'm telling you, it looks like babies wrestling. Truly. They're like 2 foot high.
Oh, my goodness.
And when you look over there, it's like babies wrestling. And it is a packed house. They will sell out. It's unbelievable fun. It really is. The first one that gets on the stage is dressed in a black leather jacket and comes out singing like Elvis.
Oh,
and
boy.
It's a 2-foot-high Elvis, you guys. I mean, and we're not making fun of anybody. This is what they do. They want us to come out. They want us to enjoy the show. But this is like something I never even imagined. But that is in the house at the Melbourne Auditorium. Again, when you don't want to miss Micro Wrestling, 6 p.m., you can get tickets at microwrestling.com, 513-519-3287 for any information. We've also got the Melbourne Municipal Band. Wait, the Melbourne Municipal Band.
Right.
We'll be there on February 19th and February 20th. Free admission. The doors open at 6 p.m. We've got, this is one of my faves, though. We've got Almost ABBA. They're going to be there February 21st. The doors open at 6:30. I can tell you the ABBA concert, you guys, was great. The person, I believe, she's going to be here next week on Tuesday. I'm just waiting for that confirmation because her schedule, she tours. She plays all over the place. But she is the singer. And they come on stage and they sing every ABBA tune. And it's a tribute above and beyond. It's really, really good. Pulls a great crowd, and we're looking forward to that. And then we have on Tuesday, February 25th, everybody get excited to see Tyrus. You know who Tyrus is?
No.
Tyrus was a wrestler, mainstream wrestler, if I'm not mistaken, was he?
Oh, the big guy.
The big guy.
Yes.
He was with WWE.
He has a podcast now, I think, right?
So he does a podcast. He's on Fox News.
Yeah,
he was
really,
on Fox
really
News.
Good.
He had his own show, but... this is his second time coming to the Melbourne Auditorium. I can tell you tickets get sold out, and they sell 1,000 tickets, and it still gets sold out. Tyrus will be in the house doing the What Is It tour. Starts at 7:30. For tickets and info, go to linktr.ee/Tyrus/MASH, and that will give you all the information you need to get Tyrus tickets. I'm hoping we get him in here, Danny. I can't wait to have him in. He's a super, super nice guy.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. When is he coming?
He's coming on. You definitely want to not miss that night of comedy. It's Tuesday, February 25th, 7:30, in my place, Melbourne Auditorium. You know we got food and beverage going on all night long that night. But we've got Tyrus in the house. We're hoping to have him in the WWBC house. We've got... coming up in March, we've got, of course, the gun show is going to be back on March 8th and 9th. We've got a senior expo. We've got a homeschool expo. We've got the community orchestra, who Danny Mew and I love, especially after the last concert we just saw with the Disney. They're going to be there March 19th and March 20th. Of course, Mark's going to be in the studio the Tuesday before. That would be March 18th. He'll be in the studio with me. We've got WWE Live, the NXT Live, back on March 21st. And we've got a couple Kidstones. We've got Touch of Magic Kid Fest on March 23rd. So that's we got a lot going on. We've got a lot going on. We stay busy in the city.
Yes, we do.
Gina, we stay busy in your city.
Busy in the city.
Busy in the city. We're busy in the city. And always... I'm going to invite you, though. I want you to come try my dogs. I'm going to try to get to the Mardi Gras.
Please, February 15th.
Yeah, and I need to meet all the new people that have come on board with all the changes with Space Coast. I believe Titusville Space Coast, or Titusville, Harley, I think, closed.
Yeah, they did close.
But the Daytona is still there.
Daytona's
still there. And now do you do things at the other places also?
No. Right now, since I live in Palm Bay, I just want to concentrate in Palm Bay. I know a couple of other people reached out, and I have to, you know, regretfully say I can't bite off more than I could chew. Right now, I just need to concentrate in Palm Bay. I thank you for everybody that reached out, but I just need to just concentrate.
You had all
right
kinds
now.
Of people reaching out today. They're saying, "Hi, Weenie Dude."
Nah.
Okay. You didn't say Weenie King.
Yes, yes.
I am the Weenie Queen, and you guys know that. But yeah, you're getting a lot of calls here wanting to come out and try your soubrettes.
Please, you know, please do. You know, once again, just go on to the website and you'll see the listing of all the events. I'm excited about the drive-in movie nights. That's totally free. Once again,
and you know, I grew up in a drive-in. My parents had a drive-in that they took care of seriously.
Okay.
I mean, my first concession ever was being put up on the counter in a drive-in out right outside of Detroit in Farmington Hills, Michigan. So.
And you share all of your events on Melbourne, Florida Community Calendar, too. Yeah. So Melbourne FL Community Calendar is
and
a great place to go.
And everybody needs
for,
to, I want to say
can
that
share
one more
stuff.
Time, because
yes.
I really want everybody, you have to join, but it's easy
it's
to join.
Yeah.
It's a group.
You just hit, you do, there are a few questions.
Yeah.
I try to weed out bots and craziness.
Yeah.
So, and if you post, if it's something that's time sensitive, like it's happening tonight or tomorrow, if I don't get it up there right away, message me. Hey, I posted something because they don't always notify me that
good.
I've got something submitted, but I try to check it every few hours.
And tell them again one more time how to get on there.
It's on Facebook. It's a group, Melbourne FL Community Calendar.
And you
join
guys,
and answer the questions.
One.
Yeah,
it's a really good one to see what's going on.
It grows
in our
by
neck
about
100
people a week.
I think it's awesome
in followers or members, and it's all entertainment events, food, fundraising events, anything people can participate in for entertainment or fun.
Perfect.
One of the things before we go off air, I just repeat what Gina said. Please be careful with all those scammers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they just emailed me the other day saying if I'm interested in joining my own event.
Fabulous.
Did you put yes? See,
right,
no, I'm going to have
too.
To answer that.
Oh, my goodness.
I like when they comment on my scamming post, and I say, is a scammer, but we are glad that you're here, like
see?
That you see the post.
I know, and we had trouble with that, though, people that actually got vending tables.
Yes.
That it's like, not from us. Yeah. It wasn't from us.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I want to thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you.
I really wanted to meet you because you do a lot of events, and especially now that I know more about you, that it's to a good cause. I love that, love that, love that.
Thank you.
So please keep me also posted to when you think. I'm going to give you an open invite to come back to the show. Anything you have that's because we want to help fundraise, as always, on this station. We're all about that.
Thank you.
I'm doing, especially for the kids, we always want to watch out for the kids and things like
that.
Yes,
it's very important.
You know, I want to say, too, just really quick, because I know we've only got 2 minutes. He was giving me the bunny ears. We had that little girl that was missing in Satellite, and she's been found. And but there's a bad part of that is because I want young people, please to know, please don't ever do this, because we don't want, when we say a kid's missing, we want everybody to come together. We don't want somebody to think, oh, this is going to be another one of them where somebody was just lying. Because, and let me tell you, when an Amber Alert goes out, we want to look for that kid right away. So.
Well, that's why it wasn't an Amber Alert.
Yeah, it was not.
Yeah.
So listen, everybody have a great week.
Thank you.
You too.
I'm taking time off a little bit at night. So
no,
I'm
you
kicking
won't.
Back a little bit. I'm trying. I'm trying. I didn't even talk about that today, but I'll talk about it next Tuesday. But thanks for tuning in to WWBC. What's cooking in the 321. We'll be back next Tuesday. Thank you.
Fishing enthusiast? Want to watch a local fishing show here in Brevard County in your home waters? Look no further. Go to YouTube Space Coast Fishing Show and watch all our shows ranging from freshwater to saltwater. You can leave a comment, hit that like and subscribe button, and we sure would appreciate it. Remember, YouTube Space Coast Fishing Show. God bless.